Someone who has a dream where he's saying Yehesh Mei Rabba means he can be sure that he's a Ben Olam Haba. Someone who has a dream where he's saying Kriyashma, that means he's Roy to have the Shekhinah rest on him, but the rest of his generation is not. Someone who dreams that he's wearing tefillin, it means he can look forward to greatness. Someone who in a dream is davening, as long as he doesn't finish the tefillah before he wakes up, that's a good siman for him. Someone who has a dream that's not caused by earlier thoughts during the day, and the dream is that if he's mezana with his mother in the dream, it means he'll get bina. If he's mezana with an arame rasa, it means he'll get taira. If he's mezana with a sister, it means he'll get chachma. If he's mezana with a married woman, that means he's a muftach leishu ben adam haba. Someone sees wheat, that means there'll be shalom. If someone sees barley, it means that his averus have been removed. If someone sees full grapevines, it means his wife will not chas v'shalom miscarry. If someone sees a branch of a vine, he can look forward to Mashiach. If someone sees a fig, that means his taira is guarded within him. If someone sees small pomegranates, that means his business will be fruitful. Large pomegranates, his business will increase tremendously. Sliced ones, if he's a Talmud Chacham, means he'll have Torah. If he's an Am Aretz, that means he'll get mitzvahs. Small olives mean his business will increase and they will have staying power. Some say it means he'll have a shame Torah. An olive tree means he'll have many children. Olive oil means he'll see the light of Torah. Dates means that Averis have ended. If a goat, it means he'll have a good year. Many goats mean he'll have many good years. A hadas that's attached to the ground means his possessions will be successful, or that he'll get a Yeshua. If someone sees an Esrig, that means he's beautiful to Hashem. If he sees a lulav, it means he has a heart that's only to Hashem. He sees a goose, that he can look for wisdom. If he sees himself be mezana with a goose, that means he'll be Rosh Hashiva. If a rooster means he'll have sons. If he sees a chicken, means he'll have a nice garden and he'll have simcha. If he sees eggs, it means his requests are hanging. If he's broken eggs, it means his requests will be granted. If a person dreams that he's walking into a city, it means his desires will be fulfilled for him. If he's taking a haircut, it means that's a good sign. If he cuts his hair and his beard, it's a good sign for him and his whole family. If he goes on a small boat, which is floating high on the waves, it means he'll have a Shem Toiv. If it's a large ship, it means there's a Shem Toiv for himself and his entire family. If he relieves himself going to the bathroom but doesn't wipe himself in the dream, it's a good sign. If he goes onto a roof, that means he'll ascend to greatness. If he goes off a roof, that means he will descend from greatness. If he rips his clothing, that means a bad decree was ripped up for him. If he stands without clothing and bubble, that means he's without any averus. In Eretz Yisrael, that means he's without any mitzvahs. If he's taken prisoner, that means he'll have a special shmir min hashamayim. If he's put in chains, that means he'll have even a bigger shmir. If he's in a swamp, that means he'll be Rosh Hashiva. If he's in a forest, that means he'll be the Rosh of Bnei Kalab. If he lets blood in a dream, it means he's forgiven for his averus. If he sees a snake in his dream, it means his parnasa will always be prepared for him. If the snake bites him, it means his parnasa will be doubled. If he kills the snakes, it means he will lose his parnasa. Seeing any type of drink in a dream is a good sign, except wine, which sometimes is a good sign and sometimes is not a good sign. Raisa says if someone sees David HaMelech in a dream, he can look forward to getting chasidus. If he sees Shloima, he can look forward to chachma. If he sees achav, he should fear that he's going to be punished. If someone sees Sefer Melachim, he'll have greatness. Sefer Yecheskel, he'll have chachma. Sefer Yeshayah, he'll have nechama. Sefer Yirmiyah, he's going to get punishment. If someone sees Tehillim, he'll have chassidus. Mishlei, he'll get chachma. Iyuv, he'll get punishment. If someone sees Shir Hashirim, again, he'll get chassidus. Koheles will bring chachma. Eicha means that it will be punishment. Megillas Esther means he'll have nisim that will happen for him. If someone sees Rebbe, he'll get chachma. If someone sees Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, means he'll get Ashirus. If he sees Rebbe Shmuel ben Elisha, means he'll get punishment. If he sees Ben Aza, he'll get chassidus. Ben Zoima, he'll get chachma. If he sees Acher, again, get punishment. Seeing all different types of chayas in a dream are always a good sign, except if he sees a monkey and saddled elephant or a kipod. Seeing any type of metal object is a good sign, except if you saw a hoe, a pesel, which is a type of digging tool, or an axe. That's only when they're attached to their handles. Otherwise, even seeing those is not a bad sign. Seeing all types of fruit is a good sign, except for unripe dates. Seeing all type of vegetables is a good sign, except for turnip heads that are not attached to the stems. Seeing all colors is a good sign, except for if he sees tchela. Seeing all birds is a good sign, except for the karia, the kifufa, and the corpuria birds. Three things that enter the body but don't benefit the body: cherries, low quality dates, and unripe dates. Three things that don't even enter the body but they're very beneficial for it: the washing, smearing oil, sicha, and tashmish. Three things that are meina olam haba: Shabbos, the sun, and going to the bathroom. There are three things that relax a person: sweet sounds, nice sights, and good smells. There are three things that lift a person's spirits: a nice house, a nice wife, and nice kalim, clothing, furniture, etc. It says fire is the 60th of Gehenim, honey is the 60th of the month, Shabbos is the 60th of Olam Haba, sleep is the 60th of death, and dreams are the 60th of Nevuah. There are six things that are good for a sick person: sneezing, sweating, having diarrhea, releasing keri, sleeping, and a dream. Six things that can heal a sick person: cabbage, beets, sisin yevoshin, an animal's stomach, an animal's womb, the diaphragm, and also some say small fish. There are 10 things that bring back sickness even worse than it was originally. They are the meat of an ox, fatty meat, roasted meat, bird meat, roasted eggs, shavings, shachalayim, milk, cheese, bathing, and some say also nuts and cucumbers. Bryce says someone dreams about a mace in the house, it means there's peace in the house. If a mace is eating, it's a good sign for the house. If it's taking kalium, it's a bad sign. But it could be only if he's taking shoes or sandals or things. If the mace is putting something in the house, it's a good sign unless he's putting in dirt or mustard. He said if someone sees a makam shenek remain of avodah galula, he has to make a special bracha. Bryce says if someone sees an existing avodah zarah, he makes a bracha that Hashem has patience for those who do averus, and he for sure says Eibush Hashem patience for us. Yidden. If someone sees a place where avodah zarah was destroyed from, he makes a bracha thanking Hashem for uprooting the avodah zarah from our land and asking that all avodah zarah be uprooted and everyone realize that Hashem is the only and true God. Melazah says you make the same bracha in chutz laretz as well. Nuno says when someone sees bavel destroyed, he makes a bracha thanking Hashem for destroying bavel. When he sees the house of Nebuchadnezzar destroyed, he makes a bracha for the Eibush having destroyed that house. When he sees the lion's den or the fiery furnace that where the Nisim happened for Daniel or for the others, then he says Baruch Asa Nisim. If he sees Merkulis, the Avodah Zarah, he says the bracha that Hashem has patience for those who do Averis. And if he sees a place where the earth was taken from Bavel, he makes another bracha, Baruch Oymer V'Oyse Goyze Mekayim. Bavel would push animals to take earth from Bavel to empty it out, and Meir the Bar Avinah would actually take out earth himself when he was there. As I said, when Bavel was cursed, his neighbors were cursed along with it. When Shimron was cursed, his neighbors were actually blessed.